talking with senior quarterback Tucker Smith. And Tucker, you were in the system last year, obviously, with Coach Dave Foster. Now you have to switch basically the entire offensive playbook. What was that like, studying that over the summer, going to more of a run-based offense?
It was pretty difficult, you know. All since we were playing YMCA, it was always Foster stuff because he tried to implement it into the young kids so they'd be ready by high school. So for as long as I've been playing football, it's been Coach Foster's offense and stuff like that. So just over the summer, trying to learn all new schemes, and just footwork was crazy under center, all that kind of stuff. It was very new, but it was fun. It was fun learning it.
I know I've talked to you about this before, but do you like running this offense now because you're under center now?
Yeah, it's I think I like it better. It's more maybe pro style, yeah, is what you'd say. So more inclusive, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine, you know, just because last year there was some times where bad snaps. This year you really don't have to worry about that once you're under center, because basically it's just you having to have your hands ready for the snap.
Yeah. Anytime there's a mess up, it's my fault, not grabbing the ball or something. So it's way better.
What is it like having guys like DeAndre Vontrez out there again this year? Because he wasn't there last year. He was injured all season long. You have some guys back. Dylan Smith has really worked hard in the offseason. Stone Wilson, I know he's one of your best friends. And, man, how about him? He has really put on a lot of muscle in the offseason.
It's good having three really good dudes that you can trust, no matter who's in, at what time, what the play is. You know you have dudes who are going to go out there and make a play on the ball, whether I mess up the throw or something wrong goes wrong. They're going to find a way to be open and get a ball, run the ball hard.
What's this week of preparation been like for tomorrow night? Because it's always hard that first game. You don't have too much film on Wes. I know you got to watch, 20 plays from their jamboree, basically. And so you don't really have too much. This first week is kind of just worrying about you guys itself, right?
Yeah, so we've really been focusing on our plays and offense-wise, what we're going to do right, make sure we have our stuff down, and then from there just going out, running hard, making plays.
Mm-hmm. What are some things you mentioned in your footwork? Is there anything else that you've worked on really hard in the offseason?
Yeah, mostly just footwork. You know, all the different run types of runs that we do, coming from under center, turning which way I need to turn, which way I need to roll out, things like that. Just making sure I'm doing it right, so I can just focus on throwing after that. It's second nature.
You mentioned the turning. You also have to figure out what your hand you're using to hand off the ball too. That's something you didn't really have to worry about last year.
Yeah, last year just kind of turned their direction, both hands on the ball, hand it off. But I think I figured out a couple ways to remember which hand to put it in, which way to turn. So I made it easy on myself.
What can fans expect to see come either tomorrow night, if they can't make it out tomorrow night, next week as well? What can they expect to see? Because this is a completely different offense than we saw last year.
Yeah, I think they can expect to see a lot of big runs, big hits, way more physical, way more contact than last year ever was. I think it'll be a lot more exciting and a lot more inclusive for the fans to get more into the game.
And the games will also go by quicker.
Yes, yes, they will.
What has the offensive line been like? Because this year you have a lot of guys that are two-year starters that they were starting last year on the offensive line, so it's not like you're having to roll in five new guys up front.
Yeah, it's great. This offense is really good for the guys that we have O-line-wise. I remember talking to Coach Ferg before we found out the news of Foster was leaving, and Coach Ferg wanted to change the offense to under center because that's what would be good for our O-line guys. And now that Coach O'Neill's here, it's perfect for our O-line guys. They're not as big, but for them to be able to run this offense, polling and stuff like that, it's way better for them. So,
what has it been like, you know, I can't say playing yet because you haven't played a game yet, but what's it been like practicing for Coach O'Neill?
Oh, man, it's way different than anything I've experienced. Yeah. I would say it's way more intense. You know, with Foster, nothing against it. Nothing was ever really my fault. It was always something else. There was something I could do better, but I never really got in trouble, so to say. But I think I've gotten in trouble a couple of times this week. But
Was it yesterday? You had to take a lap.
Oh, Wednesday. yeah, I didn't do exactly what he asked me to, and lost a little bit. But it's good. Like you don't like it happening in the moment. It's kind of embarrassing, but you learn from it, and I think it's really good for me. Anyways, it's good for me because I know what I need to do, and I know he cares about what I'm doing because I need to make the right plays. So yeah.
And then one of the guys you'll be handing the ball off to a lot this year is Chance Kerr. What has it been like? Because last year he really came on strong late in the season. How much has he really progressed since last year to this year?
Chance has gotten way faster, I would say. So He's and his footwork, jukes, spins, stuff like that. He's not just going right at guys. He's finding other ways to get around them. And I think he's just gotten more confident in himself, and he expects a lot of himself. So just the confidence that he brings is really good for the team.
I know you don't play defense, but how do you feel like the defense is going to be this year?
Oh, man, I feel like our defense is going to be solid, probably either one of the best or the best in WAC this year. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good dudes and a lot of dudes that played a lot of time last year. So I think our defense is going to be very, very solid.
Special teams, can't forget about those guys. You guys have a really good kicker again this year, and a new kicker, I should say, not Isaac Asavante was last year. This year, Manny Aguilar, what's it been like? I know you hold for him.
Yeah, I think our special teams is even – it's not just a side part of the game. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother – it's a part of the team. Our special teams is one group, so I think it's way more included. Now that we have Manny and everybody's together on special teams, and everybody's excited to see what's going to happen, so –